How you doing, everyone? This is DJ Maple from Pancaked, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's having at least a decent Monday night. I know Monday's not the best day, but, you know, hope it's not terrible. Let's hope it gets a little better with this music.
Since my heart is cold, I don't you to know. I said, roll up, roll up, roll up, you can't get your love.
All right, so as you know, it's educational radio. Every hour, gotta read a PSA. Found an interesting one for today. It's called Numbers to Think About, World Wealth Distribution. The world's eight richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these eight men own the same as 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now at the bottom of this, it gives a little spiel about these eight men. So just to list them as they are here, which is not how they currently stand, considering some of them have jumped up drastically. So even though this is from 2017, these numbers still aren't accurate to right now. It lists Bill Gates at number one with $75 billion, as you all know, Microsoft. Then Amancio Ortega, who owns Zara and a bunch of jewelry and clothing brands. He's at $67 billion. Warren Buffett, the investor, $60.8 billion. Carlos Slim at $50 billion, the telecommunications mogul. Number five, who's the big one, Jeff Bezos, $45.2 billion. But just a couple of weeks ago, he was estimated to be worth well over $100 billion as the richest man in the world. So clearly this has changed a lot, even from 2017. And then it lists Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook at 44.6, Larry Ellison, who is the founder and owner of Oracle, the technology corporation, at 43.6, and then Michael Bloomberg at 40. So even though this is 2017, it's still already pretty out of date, just considering Jeff Bezos' net worth is estimated to be over twice what it's listed as here. So numbers to think about. We'll be right back.
colder when we don't have somebody show. A contagion, and it's taking on the nation, the kind of melody you can't ignore. So all you gentlemen and ladies, tired of pushing daisies, won't you rise and join the ranks of our own undead? Some parts of my brain are probably still sleeping. I wish I could tell, but I'm probably still sleeping. I look to the window, I look through your eyes. I can see my reflection, but I can't close the blinds. It's like someone's determined to change how I think. But if I just close my eyes, awake from each dream. Would it let you down if we don't grow up? Would it make you proud if we gave up? What about anybody? They're all just chasing money. Would it let you down if we don't grow up? Would it make you proud if we gave up? What about anybody? They're all just chasing honey. Chasing honey. Chasing honey. But when I caught you Monday, I needed you Sunday. I needed you on me. We'll be right back.
I see your design in your empty room. Now the seduction gets old with the dots and all the crosses, but symmetry looks good on you.
If you could make them bow, you can leave the world and feel like you've achieved the things you'd hope to do. But honestly, I don't feel ordinary, 'cause I haven't been at home in a while. Tell them that it's only temporary, I'm trying my best to smile. But that's never enough, 'cause when you just now left, and there's nothing I can say except this long-awaited rest is a good thing, and all good things must come to an end. It's right in front of me, so there's no reason to pretend, except I'm afraid to die. If this were a movie, you'd be taking our kids to school, and I will be Channing Tatum or somebody sexy, somebody cool. But years from now, if you could make it, things you hope to do. 'Cause honestly, I don't feel ordinary, 'cause I haven't left my house in a while. Tell them that it's only temporary, I'm trying my best to smile. But that's never enough, 'cause when you you're just sorry for yourself. And though you may seem fine alone, well, I could be the one to help. No, don't tell me you're sorry, you're just sorry for yourself.